Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 760, Interview with Halopedia, recorded on November 21st, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm, and on this Thanksgiving week, we are joined by some special guests from a longtime Halo community, actually a little bit longer and a little bit older than Podtacular, believe it or not, but we have CIA and Dab on from the Halopedia team. Welcome to Podtacular, gents.
Well, nice to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting us.
Sure. It has been a while since we've tried to get you guys organized to come on the show and talk about Halopedia, so happy that we're finally able to take some time, especially with the time zone difference, because both of you are based out of the UK, is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Time difference aside, Halopedia is one of the probably largest, if not most well-known, wikis to get your Halo lore information if you want to know anything and everything related in about the Halo Universe lore. Halopedia is probably your place to go. I think that's a safe statement to say. Is that right?
Well, I'd like to say so.
Yeah, I think so. Don't want to toot our own horn, though.
I mean, you guys are here, might as well toot it as much as you want. That's the whole reason for you to be here.
Yeah, well, I don't like to brag, but I'm proud of the work that the community's done over the years. And to be clear, it is the community. You know, we have...
Yeah.
Dozens and dozens of editors. It's not just us. And every single one of them contributes.
Sure. Most certainly, yeah. So one thing we'd like to ask each guest that we have on the show is we have two questions. Very, very simple thing to start off with. But we'll go ahead and start with Dab. First of all, how did you get your start in Halo?
Well, that's a loaded question. first time...
What got you interested?
Well, the first time I ever played it was at a friend's birthday party about 12 years ago now, where we played, we did a big Halo PC LAN party, where I think he had like 16 of his friends and we all just played multiplayer for ages. And then immediately after that party, he bought the game and lent it to me a few months later. And yeah, that's how I started. I think I still have his copy sitting on my shelf, actually. I should probably return that. But yeah, and since then, you know, once I've finally got a console of my own, a 360 in 2010, I got Reach and 3, and yeah, continued from there.
Very nice. Okay. CA, same question for you.
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, technically, I started years ago as a child, but I don't remember that much of that. All I remember from that is playing the Pillar of Autumn level and not being able to crouch. And I was about like...
Oh, you couldn't have gotten far then.
I was so stuck because there was a big shield door thing. And you just cannot get through it without crouching. So like,
right. Yep.
And all I could hear was like the people dying on the other side of this door. And I thought, is this like the aliens? And I didn't know much about the alien franchise either. So it was my imagination going crazy. And then nothing. I totally forgot about Halo for years after that, until years later, where I played it on the Xbox 360 via downloading it, like the digital version of it, and remembering all those memories from back then, going, oh my goodness, that's the game I played.
Yeah, and how it's kind of stood the test of time, too.
Yeah, it's definitely stood the test of time.
Cool. And then the second question that we ask folks, and it's going to kind of lead into a little bit more what we're going to talk about Halopedia-wise, but I'll kind of expand upon the question that we normally ask. What is it that you do in the community? And I'll expand that with you guys on here talking about Halopedia. What keeps you interested and engaged in continuing on being a member of the community? And CA, we'll start with you this time.
Oh, it's definitely the people. Like, everyone in the community keeps me going. I mean, all the people I've met, just, they're so amazing and all that. I mean, even the people in the Halopedia team, without them, I don't think I'd be playing Halo as much as I would right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's all about the people.
That's really cool.
Me enjoying the game, just a nice bonus as well, so...
It was a very nice franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it is.
We're doing a podcast about it, so there's got to be something there.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, it was, like, I first got into it just because of the games, but once I first read, I started with The Fall of Reach and did it in release, did all the novels in release order, but that was what got me hooked. And similar to CIA, once I actually joined in the community, the people as well, it's, yeah, just a whole lot of fun. Every week I get online and do all of the MCC challenges with another one of the Halopedia admins, and yeah, it's great fun. I love it.
Very nice. I wish I had more time to play, but right now I'm trying to wrap up a Machinima project that I've been working on. So once I get that done, hopefully I'll have a lot more time to play over the holidays, because definitely feeling some skill gap from when I remember playing Halo 5. And we had our Fragging Fridays last night, and that was the first time I touched Halo 5, I think, in over a month, and I was certainly rusty.
Oh, I'm feeling a big skill gap in Halo 3 right now.
Oh, me too. That Recon
Halo
3
has always been a difficult one for me.
Like, I've been playing a lot of Recon Slayer right now just to try and get to rank 20. Probably be over by the time this comes out, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really had a concerted effort to try to get that rank 20. So it's kind of been one of those things where, if I have time to try to get it, I'll get it. If not, then I'm not going to worry about it.
Oh, it's quite a grind, that's for sure.
It ends this week, by the way, on Wednesday.
Keep going against people that are way better than me, and I keep getting like 5, maybe if I'm lucky I get 10 kills, if I'm unlucky I'll get 1 kill or get double teamed by 2 warthogs going around on standoff, and I'm like, oh no.
Yep, the goshawk stride on standoff is certainly one to be admired and scared of.
Yeah.
Admired when you're the one doing it, and scared of when it's the enemy team.
Exactly. Like, as soon as you see a multi-kill with that goshawk, you're like, well, this is over. Someone either needs to laser the hog, rocket the hog, or stick the hog, because it's just going to go on a tear until you do.
Yeah.
So, for those who may have not heard of you, which I think for most people listening to this probably know about you, but for the random chance that people listening are not, what is Halopedia?
So, Halopedia is a collaborative online encyclopedia that documents basically as much as we can about the Halo franchise. From the lore to the gameplay, ideally, we're working on that. We're not great at it at the moment, but we'll get there. And as well as, you know, all of the novels and games and products, basically everything that you could want to know.
Very nice.
Dab just knocked out in one.
Pardon?
There you go. Ah. And is a lot of that stuff just in-universe, or is there a lot of other things too? Because there's kind of that question of, okay, if you're going to be lore-focused, are you going to specifically look at just the lore of the Halo franchise and like what's inside the game universe and the book universe, or is, you guys do some stuff outside of that too, so it's just the entire franchise?
We try and do as much as we possibly can. We even have an archive as well, which we like try and archive websites, and they don't have to be particularly lore focused. As long as it's information that we want to record, then we can try our best to do the best we can.
Yeah, I would say that lore is definitely our strong point, though.
Definitely.
So we are trying to improve in other areas, particularly gameplay, but that's like a very long ongoing project that will take months, if not years, to complete, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have definitely have a lot on your hands to try to be the definitive encyclopedia for the Halo community and everything related to Halo in some form or fashion.
Well, yeah, we try our best for the community.
We do.
Yeah, you guys certainly do. So give us a little bit of background on how Halopedia came to be. I don't know if both of you guys were even part of the founding of Halopedia or were aware of what kind of led up to now, but what you know of how Halopedia started and where it got to today. Can you share a little bit of that with our listeners?
Oh, well, I can. Well, I wasn't there back in the day, But the earliest known record that I can find was the first idea of Halopedia began on October 28th, 2004. But it wasn't created until November 4th, 2004. And it was originally a clan wiki by Black Box Republic. Not many people know about that.
What is Black Box Republic?
It was a clan.
Yeah, back in the Halo 2 days.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the purpose of the wiki behind the clan, I guess? That's an interesting little factoid about having a wiki just for a clan.
Well, that part is kind of lost to time. Not even I could find much about it. Even the records of the Black Box Republic website, it's like almost all gone. But what I can say is lore fans essentially took it over, and it was essentially no longer a clan wiki within the first few months of its existence.
Yeah, when I've delved back into the earliest pages and what they looked like back then a few times, and mostly it used to be like pretty much a guide with lists of the weapons and how good they are at certain tasks, but now it's definitely evolved into more of a documentation of the universe and the franchise as a whole rather than just that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. So there at least was some kind of useful knowledge base behind the wiki as it started, but now it's matured and grown into this overarching community thing that Halopedia is kind of a household name for any Halo fan these days.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. So November 2004 would put it just a few months before Podtacular, where we got our start in July of 2005.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, Halopedia has been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got a very long and complicated history as well.
Almost scary to think about.
Yes, it is.
Any fun little tidbits of that history that you think would be interesting for people to know, or be kind of one of those nice little icebreaker kind of little factoids?
Well, there's a lot of like history in terms of Halopedia moving about the place, because in 2005, I believe it was, or 2006, sometime around that time.
Yeah. There was Halopedia like a huge money problem with the old host at the time, and like he couldn't host the wiki anymore, so it went down. And then Wikia at the time decided to try and take on a bunch of the people with the agreement of the old hosts as well, just so that Halopedia would stay around. And then it started to really flourish at the time.
There's a fun little tidbit here, actually. I've just opened up our page on our own history, and it was actually, as the popularity of Halopedia increased, the traffic to the site got so bad that the bills were in excess of $150 a month for the server upkeep, which is crazy to think of. Yeah. So that was what forced the move to Wikia.
Okay. And is that where you reside today?
Nope.
No. Yeah, it stayed at Wikia until 2010, when Wikia made a rather unpopular change where it forced a complete overhaul to the theme of all of the wikis it hosted. And Halopedia didn't like that, so it moved over to moved back to the original host, who came back and was able to properly host it this time.
Interesting. And then,
it's been there ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. So, how much traffic do you guys generate on a given, I guess, day, week, or month, or however you manage to dissect those statistics?
Yeah, I can bring up the stats right now. If you give me a moment.
So I was just about to do the same.
Yeah, I've always been quite impressed with how well it does. Actually, I remember when I first came over, because I didn't start on Halopedia. I started on the old wiki Halo Nation, which merged with Halopedia in 2019.
And, a little background: Halo Nation is the wiki that was left behind because fandom do not allow wikis to be deleted and all that when people leave it. So while Halopedia kept the name, Halo Nation, well, what was the wiki that was left behind, turned into Halo Nation.
Okay, so here we go. Fun little tidbit for you. It's pretty crazy to think about, but over the last 30 days, from the 20th of November to October the 22nd, we've had nearly 3 million page views on Halopedia.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I know, it's impressive. And we average, looking at the statistics, we average about 100,000 page views a day.
Oh yeah, here's a funny little thing though that you guys might like. Do you want to know what the top searched item on Halopedia is right at this moment?
Sure.
Oh yes.
It's Craig. Craig is the top search on Halopedia.
Why am I not surprised?
There's not even a page for it, and yet people still search for it, and it's amazing.
I think you need to give the people what they want and encourage people to go out and make a Craig page.
Yeah, we could do that. He's getting to the point where he's notable enough.
Yeah, you can put the note on there about Phil Spencer saying that there's Craig shirts floating around the Xbox office. Yeah, that's incredible that Craig has that much influence that it's your top thing that's searched for in Halopedia.
Yeah, it's once people start talking about him, the searches began. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is a thing.
Is Craig in your top left logo rotation by chance?
No, we don't.
That is a good idea.
It's a good idea,
as soon as I get the chance, I'm going to put that in.
There you go.
For those unaware, by the way, on Halopedia, on the top left-hand corner, the logos rotate of like a bunch of characters from the Halo universe. So, like right now, I'm looking at Mickey, but if I refresh the page, it will turn into Fred. And if I refresh again, okay, get Mickey again.
I got a few.
Yeah.
I got Roland.
I got Master Chief. I've got Shipmaster. I've got Tanaka. So yeah, there's a nice little rotation of characters for their little logo spot on the top left.
Yeah, we like to try and periodically add to it, like whenever we can.
Random question, and this is going to be super nerdy for those in the Halo community who may not have any idea what I'm talking about. But is there any chance that code is the same code that was from HBO?
Nope.
No, okay. No, do you know what I'm talking about?
It's actually a code from Destinypedia, Destiny wiki.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't around in the HBO days.
So HBO is, I think everyone knows what HBO is here.
Yeah.
Halo.bungie.org.
Yeah, Halo.bungie.org.
Cloud Arrera and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But people were so interested on how he got he has something very similar on HBO where one of the pictures has that random rotation that happens. And people kept asking, how'd you do this? So he made that code available on HBO somewhere so people could do that's the same thing on their websites. So I just didn't know if there was any influence with that or not. Random little nerdy fact of Halo that probably no one these days know about, but it's something that I know.
Well, the main idea behind adding it was I thought it'd just be cool. Like a nice little...
It is really cool.
A nice little extra thing, just because why not? And turns out people actually liked it, and I was really happy about that.
I also have... I like putting in my favorite characters into it. It's fun. I've put like three different ones of Johnson in there.
That's cool. Are there certain weights to which images might get picked? Like, is there an Easter egg one that doesn't get shown as often? Or are they all kind of on an equal weighting as far as being able to be
displayed? Well, stuff might change later on down the line. It's all random. They've all got the same chance to appear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I might reveal a secret Easter egg on the wiki later on in here, though.
Oh yeah, that's been sitting there for quite a while, and no one's found it, as far as I know.
Yeah, no one's found it, and I know no one's found it because I've been looking it up to see if anyone's found it, but no one's found it, and I find it quite cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to see how many people, like, if you do decide to talk about it here, how many people from the podcast go over and find it first.
That's a good idea, yeah. It's been sitting there for a few months now, and, you know, I would have expected someone would have commented on it by now, but... As far as I know, it's only me and the other admins who know about it. It was CIA who put it in.
Yeah.
Is it something that would show up on the recent edits?
Nope. Hidden completely. Like, I made sure that it was hidden. No one can see it.
Okay. Interesting. So you're wanting the people to try to find it, but you want it hidden at the same time. That's
well, we wanted to hide it so that no one would just go and find it and just go, oh, that's the secret, and then just find it straight away. We wanted to try and make it something that people had to find. We're going to try and make it better down the line, but at the moment, it's just something extra, a little extra bit of flair for people who care.
Yeah, gotcha. We're looking at doing more stuff like that. It's quite fun.
Very cool. Yeah, and with the delay with Infinite, there might be a couple of different things that you could try to just squeeze in there.
Yeah.
Because Installation 00 did his little ARG thing, which was kind of got some of the community riled up a little bit. So that'd be kind of cool.
Well, we on the wiki do have a lot of projects online right now. I mean, I recently started like an art division with a couple arty people in the community just to try and make the wiki look a lot more flashy and amazing looking.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That's going to take a wee bit of time, though, while I get the specifics discussed with them, though, but I'm excited to see how that turns out.
Yeah.
Very cool. That sounds exciting. Mm-hmm. I know that the interface is pretty... I mean, it looks like a wiki interface, which I don't think anyone's complaining about, but being able to customize and have that flair would be interesting.
Yeah.
So I wanted to touch a little bit on the article that you posted back in November. Wow, it's already been a year since you posted that. Your last article on Halopedia, actually, where you talked about merging with the Halo Nation wiki. You kind of touched on it already. Merging that.
Oh, that's got to be one of the best things that we've done. That has caused so much great things in Halo, on Halopedia.
Yeah, that's so great. Yeah, so we're actually like the right people to talk to about this because CIA was over on the Halopedia side and I was over on the Halo Nation side. So I first joined Halo Nation in 2013, became an admin in 2016, and yeah, I was one of the main figures on Halo Nation and up until the merger, at which point I joined Halopedia and became an admin here. And the reason why we did that was, you know, quite long and complicated, but essentially we weren't happy with the way Wikia were running things, and we moved over to Halopedia where we've had a lot more freedom, and yeah, it's been great. I don't regret it at all.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know there's been a lot of churn out of some new content over there, and a lot of work going into kind of merging the articles that's been going on there, but there's also some new projects that you mentioned in here as well as far as the big one, and I think this is pretty relevant because of Flash going away next month, or not being supported anymore next month, but you have started trying to archive all of the Halo promotional sites.
Yeah, we have. So they can be accessed at archives.halopedia.org. So right now they still use Flash, unfortunately, but it is our goal to eventually strip out the Flash and replace it with JavaScript wherever we can so that they remain... you know, accessible for future generations of Halo fans, because essentially a lot of them just disappear after they are taken down, and we feel that's a shame.
Yeah, one of the sites I've been trying to find for so long is totally lost. It's the Halo Wars launch site, and I've been looking for it for years. So if anyone listening has it, reach out to CIA391. I will gladly get it archived, because I really want to find that again. But in an aside, though, all the archives on the website, on the web archive that we have, I'm going to try and put them all on YouTube as well, so that it's available there as well. It won't be the only place. It won't be the only place it's available. Like, we'll try and get some text versions of stuff up as well. We already have most of the text versions up, but we'll try and make it as archived as possible so that nothing is lost, even if transitioning it from Flash to a suitable format does not work correctly. We'll make sure everything is safe, no matter what happens.
Yeah,
that's nice. Yeah, I don't know if there's any kind of... I know CIA, we chat every now and then. You found something that Newgrounds was coming up with their own Flash alternative to keep some of the Newgrounds stuff running, but they're making that download available for other Flash sites to continue using.
Yeah, there's a lot of options that we can go for. We can even just like leave it as it is right now and just let people use Flash in general. Because Flash can technically can still work if you have a compatible browser and all that, but it will not work for most people after that, though, unfortunately. So
yes, I think we will end up using that newground thing if we can.
And I know there's lots of tools out there that are trying to do like Flash to HTML5 conversion as well. So yeah. I don't know if you guys have explored that route, but I'm guessing you guys are trying to find every avenue to, like you were saying, CA, to make it available and presentable to anyone who wants to follow up.
Yeah.
Like, if they're new Halo fans, like, oh, I wonder how this was advertised or how the launch campaign for this happened. Well, thanks to Halopedia, folks, now you can go back and kind of relive that.
Yeah.
One of the best examples that we have on the Halopedia Archive YouTube is a Halo 3 ODST pre-mission evaluation. And that's got, like, all the videos on it. And it's also got VR as well on it as well, which is one of the coolest.
Yeah, it's a full 360 video.
Yep.
It's also the topic of much discussion on whether it's canon or not. It comes up every few months and we have a very long debate about it every time.
I'm pro-canon and Dab is pro-non-canon.
Yes, I am. But yeah, we're talking about the candidate assessment program trailers that were released for ODST, which is Buck interviewing Mickey, Dutch, and Romeo.
Yeah, that's hard to say because, like, I can see where it could be considered canon, but also like how the characters presented themselves and how things
it's
were done.
Squishy.
It's like, okay. Yeah.
It's very squishy. I won't lie there. You've got 1 hour to fit everything in. And technically fit in, but it's very
Right.
Yeah. Either way, though, it has had quite a big impact on the franchise as a whole because Matt Forbeck drew quite a lot of plot points from it. So even if the videos themselves aren't canon, they definitely had an impact on the canon through New Bloods and Bad Blood.
Yeah, definitely have influence. Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of touched on an interesting point. I know, CA, you and I have talked about this kind of stuff before, but from everything that you have collected and that you know of from the Halo franchise, what were kind of those egregious or extreme like plot holes or canon holes that you think are out there that people might not be aware of?
Oh, that people might not be aware of. That's a good question. So I can name plenty of the sorts of things that we discuss, like truths, the truths motives in Halo 3 are a constant talking point on Halopedia, and you know, things like the mistakes made by Contact Harvest. But in terms of obscure ones, I'm not actually sure, to be honest. There's so many. I don't want to give 343 a hard time here because they've done, I think, an exceptional job considering just how big it is. You know, we're up to 32 novels now, including.
Well, I mean, I think there's definitely a general understanding of okay, there's going to be some challenges to make sure that it's an airtight universe. Mm. So I don't think anyone's expecting it to be perfect, but.
Yeah.
Is there anything out there that's just like, whoa, that's kind of a glaring hole?
An encyclopedia is a big one.
I was trying to avoid that.
don't blame you.
the encyclopedias. That whole book, though, it caught, like, it's a really interesting case of how the creators of that book actually used Halopedia back in its 2009-8 state, which not to give frack on anyone that worked in it back then, but it was the wild lands of Halopedia, if you may.
Yes, it's matured a lot since then, so there were a few mistakes that slipped into the book.
Yeah.
Interesting that they used Halopedia instead of their own internal like Halo Bible.
I think they drew from loads of sources, including they in some cases, I think they actually drew from fan fiction, essentially, yeah. And there is one, I don't remember which page it is, but there is one very hilarious one where you can see a Halopedia like reference marker in the text itself that they forgot to delete.
Because
just copy-pasted. I know.
Yeah.
But it was, that was, the encyclopedia was made by a third-party company, so it wasn't 343 or Bungie themselves that did it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. But still, they should have oversight over it, but yeah, anyways, yeah. Okay.
Mistakes happen. It's all right.
One of the more recent discussions I had with CAA was the fact that the galaxy that Halo references is not exactly the Milky Way, and how that some of the planets that are referenced in the novels and in the games don't exactly line up with, like, across the canon. So I thought that was kind of interesting, because there's either in...
My favorite example is pretty odd, so I won't use it because it's very, very obscure, but there is, like, stuff that exists, like, in the Halo universe that does not exist.
Most accessible example is Epsilon Indy, which is the system that Harvest is in. Because essentially, in Contact Harvest, it's established that Harvest is, like, one of the most outlying planets in the entire human empire. And, you know, it's very, very difficult to get to, essentially, and it takes a very long time. And, yeah, it uses a star that in real life is only, I think, about 7 light years from our star, compared to Reach, which is 1 or 2. So it's a lot closer than in real life than it should be. And when we discussed that matter with Grim Brother 1, Jeff Easterling, the answer he gave was just that the locations of planets and stars in the Halo universe might not be quite the same as they are in real life. You know, they've got to take a few liberties here and there.
And slip space is weird as well. Slip space is weird.
The ever-present excuse.
Yeah, that creative freedom. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. See what you're trying to do there, 343. No, I get it. It's certainly a lot of things to keep track of, and with how big the Halo franchise has grown and continues to grow, it's going to even be more difficult to keep hands on everything that does get created and does get introduced. So, yeah, I definitely, for everyone on, like, Tiffany and Jeff and everyone on the lore and universe team, I do not envy them 1 second.
No, especially not because they have us, like, getting in their ear to ask every single question we can think of. Poor Kenneth Pete.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kenneth as well.
Yeah, he's. We have a direct line to him, and we... I think we ask him too many questions, to be perfectly honest.
I'm sure you probably could have, like, a convention's worth of questions to ask
them. We could.
Yeah, that's nuts. Did anyone from your team have the chance to visit or attend Outpost Discovery last year?
Oh, Sith Venator did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so jealous of him, because I wanted to go, but I just didn't have the ability to go at the time, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, really it's the same for me. I hope that if it does come back, it can make a stop in the UK this time.
Yeah?
Yeah,
no, certainly.
I'd love to go.
I know a lot of people internationally have expressed interest in wanting to attend an Outpost Discovery, so...
Yeah. Like, the main issue with many Halopedians is most of us are from the UK, and we'd have to, like, get ourselves to the US to go to all these events and all that.
Yeah, which I wanted to actually kind of touch on that a bit. Everyone on your staff, and I was talking to Dad before you joined today, but he was saying that everyone on your staff is from the UK except for one person in the States?
Yeah.
And there's a few people in other countries and all that, but most of us are in the UK.
Yeah, of the admins, there is, like, of the active admins, that is, there's only Logan, Sithinator. But we have a few patrollers who... a theoretically lower rank, but we pretty much treat them as equals, who are from elsewhere. There's one from Canada, and one from Asia, I believe, actually.
Wow. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, we all treat our team equally. Like, it's more a formality to be an admin, really, than anything else. Everyone gets an equal say, because it wouldn't really make sense for us to go, you're a patroller, you don't get a say.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be like that. And before that's clipped, and then it's sent around the place now.
Pretty much what it means to be an admin is just, you know, you have the powers to quickly fix a big problem if it happens. That's pretty much the main difference.
Gotcha. All right. I mean, that's useful to have. It's just like kind of having a moderator in a Discord or a forum.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. So with the vast amount of Halo lore and even like some of the community stuff that's out there, how do you guys go about actually curating and collecting content? Do you rely mostly just on users to go in and do that? Or do you have some kind of bounty board type thing where you say, hey, we need these things kind of filled in. Do you mind helping? Or if you have time, please fill these in. Like, how do you go and actually get content update or added to Halopedia?
Well, we have a few methods of doing it. We have something called the Article Improvement Drive, where users can go and see pages that need made or pages that need improved on. But most of all, we just encourage users just to edit whenever they can, have fun.
Yeah.
If they don't want to edit, they don't want to edit. If they want to edit, great. We'll help you along the way.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing. Like, we definitely do highlight areas where we particularly, you know, we're in particular need of information. We never want to force people to work on a particular area of the wiki if they don't want to. You know, it's got to be fun. Otherwise, people won't come back and keep editing.
Oh, yeah, sure. You want people to be happy to contribute and engaged in contributing, so that totally makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Very nice. And then in addition to that, how do you go about moderating that information? I mean, I'm guessing there's not really the random person of going and just tearing through articles and making massive changes without being caught. So I'm guessing there's some way of either putting that at bay or making sure that things that are getting added are properly referenced and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you guess right. We have a log that logs every change that is made, and anyone can access and look at this log. So, you know, any of our users can check if someone has made an edit that's maybe is vandalism or just isn't very good. No offense to those people, but and they'll, you know, if they'll go in and fix it or undo it depending on what needs to be done.
And if we do need to make big changes, we usually discuss it as a team. And then if it's a really big change, we do put it to, we do discuss it with the community as well.
Yes, yes, of course.
Okay.
So like if we're wanting to have a new admin or a new patroller, we need to put to a vote first. We don't just go, you're a patroller now. We actually let the community decide if they want it to be the case. Very rarely they say no, but it's always nice to let the community have a say in all that.
Yeah. So although we technically have a rule that says Halopedia is not a democracy, we pretty much are a democracy.
It's for those few instances that may come up that you just want to be like, make sure you have the keys to say, nope, it's actually our call.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, the main reason we have that rule is like, you know, if something disastrous happens on the server side, that means we need to make a big change and we don't have a choice. Or, you know, if there were a legal issue or whatever, it would give us the ability to just say, no, we are doing it this way because legally or technically we have to. But that's the only reason we have it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't anticipate any legal issues, though. The folks at Free for Free are nice, and they, you know, they keep in touch with us. If there's an issue, they'll let us know, and we'll fix it.
Yeah, if anything happens, we trust them to at least tell us so that we don't just suddenly vanish.
Right.
That would be a disaster.
Yeah, I definitely don't see them just, like, up, like, especially with the relationship that you guys have with 343. I mean, you guys say you have direct line of access to them, so I'm pretty sure that if there was an issue, they'd probably come by and say, hey, this probably isn't something that you should do, so yeah, might want to steer clear of that. And
yeah,
most of the time they just let us do our own thing. Like, they don't just go, you can't have this page. They will let us make mistakes and all that, and as long as we figure out that mistakes eventually.
There's only ever been one instance where they've had to say, you know, we need you to take this thing down, and they did it perfectly respectfully, and it wasn't even on the wiki itself, so it was just one of our side projects, which was fine, you know, as long as they let us know.
Yeah, I know about that side project.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? Sorry we can't talk about it publicly, folks.
It is quite a shame. Yes, it is.
Rest assured, though, that we did get it archived. You know, so it's not public.
Yes, archived to never see the light of day.
Yeah, let's not dwell on it, because otherwise people will get...
So the as far as like the content goes, I'm sure there's some stuff that's mostly open to like people can go and contribute, and it's not too much if people are kind of small contributing. But like maybe bigger things, so like Halo Infinite's coming out, there's going to be lots of articles coming out about that, like the new weapons, the new maps, campaign missions, all that kind of discussion. So is there a different level of like quality control or moderation of that kind of content whenever some big stuff like that happens to hit the page, and you want to make sure that what's on there is truly accurate? Or is it kind of the same effort across the board where, and if you find something egregious, you try to make sure that either someone on the staff tries to fix it, or you garner the help of the community to fix it quickly?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're fortunate because we have a lot of the community that we trust to edit articles and all that, and actually watch out for this stuff as well. Like, there's a lot of people that read the books alongside us and all that.
Mm.
Like, I mean, there's Looters, who's like the weapons expert of Halopedia, and if he listens to this, he's probably going to be all happy I said that. But like, I trust him with weapons over most people and all that on the wiki and all that. And if he says something's wrong, I will listen to him.
Yeah.
I will have a debate if I do disagree with it, but...
We have our fair share of debates, yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather have debates than arguments, because debates can be fun.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Generally, we're pretty good at Halopedia. We disagree a lot, but when we debate, it is all friendly and in the spirit of just a franchise we love.
That's mm-hmm. good.
We're all friends on the weekend, all that. I'm actually really glad about how the team and especially the community have like become tight knit, but also open to allowing new people in the community and all that.
Yeah, yeah,
that's cool.
There used to be a thing on the Discord server where every time someone new came on, everyone said hello to them, and it was so nice to see.
Aww. And then we had channels that were just, hello, 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 hello. A new person has joined. Hello, 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 hello. Pretty much.
The welcome channel. Everyone in the welcome lobby is like, hello, we got a new person in here who's as nerdy as we are. That's cool.
I did have to clamp down on that a little bit, but in general, it was so nice to see, because everyone... Yeah. It looked like everyone felt welcome in our community.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
That's good. And I hope everyone does.
That's awesome. Yeah. Are you guys a partner Discord, or are you big enough to have like your own, not partners? Is it affiliate? I forget what the statuses are on Discord. I know there's partner on Discord.
We tried to get affiliate or partner on Discord, but unfortunately we fell under their requirements by 0.8%.
Yeah.
Which sucked big time.
Are you serious?
Yes, I know. It's so close. But yeah, it's... I mean, we might give it another go once we're... once we grow the Discord a little further.
Yeah. We'll always keep an eye out, but we won't try and push it until we feel we're ready next time.
Gotcha. Very nice. And we saw that you reached 5,000 followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great milestone. I still can't believe that happened. I mean, I love our community for being able to do that, because my estimates for that were way down the line. Like, seeing how other communities getting to that point took them like 5-7 years to do that, and it only took us about 3 years to do that. And like, I'm just gobsmacked about how well received the Discord was. No, well, I mean, Twitter and Discord was.
Mm.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's been good to see it grow.
Yeah. No, you guys definitely deserve it. There's a lot of good things that you're doing to support the community. I mean, Halopedia is like the place to go if you have any questions about the Halo universe. So,
yeah.
You guys definitely deserve the recognition.
Yeah, and if you can't find the answer on the wiki, feel free to ask us as well. We're all here on the Discord, and we all have a pretty good knowledge of the franchise.
That's awesome.
You can usually find me all over the place as well. So if you see me, CIA391, feel free to give me a message if you really want. I've got like over 1,000.
Oh my goodness!
Message things on.
I don't know how you deal with that. Like, He showed us in our staff channel a few days ago. He showed us a screenshot of his Discord, and it was like, you know, 1,000 tags.
1,654 at the moment.
Oh my goodness! How do you cope?
Unread notifications or messages?
Actual pings.
Okay, right now it's a like about 200 are notifications, and about 1,300 odd is DMs. I do get through them all. Please note that I do get through them all. It takes time, jeez, but I do get through them all. Like, a lot of people keep DMing me random questions, and it's sometimes I have to answer. I can't answer that. I don't know the answer, but I will try my best.
For those who don't know, CAA is like always around. Like, there's times where I'll ping him on something and he responds like within the hour. And then I'll just get a random message from him. I was like, hey, this happened, and there's this little thing. And I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. So CIA is like nonstop just doing stuff throughout the community.
Oh, yeah,
if
absolutely.
If you get a chance to run into him on Twitter or Discord, like, just give him a friendly wave or something.
Yeah, that's actually how the merger started between Halo Nation and Halopedia, was that one day CIA just randomly joined our Discord.
I was mainly curious about how Halo Nation was running, because I noticed that, oh, you have a Discord. Oh, I'm in 5 Discords at the time, because back then I wasn't in many Discords, because the Halo community on Discord at the time was very small. Mm. Like, there was about like 20 servers that were running, and a bunch of other miscellaneous ones that were small and just died out because other servers took their place and all that. It was the Wild West of Discord.
There are so many Halo Discord communities. There are so many out there.
Yeah, it's grown quite a lot since then.
It's crazy. Like, there's got to be more than 1,000 different Discords specifically for Halo.
Oh, easily, yeah. And that's not even counting like the private ones between friends and whatnot.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, my server count's always full.
Oh, I'm in 100 servers myself.
Yeah, I'm maxed out at 100, and I have Nitro. I'm like, can I get like a few more servers in 100, please? I know it's a little hard to manage with the sidebar, but like, if I wanted to, could I? There's the folders there for a reason, right?
I mean, my servers are organized in a way that I've got like wiki ones for like a bunch of wiki partnerships and friendships that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we want to talk to a wiki, I can very easily go, hey, do you know about this? And then I can get a really quick answer. Or if I'm curious about what a wiki has, I can just ask them as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, right now I have I actually still have an outpost panels section, because there's a couple of them I need to actually disband, and I haven't formally disbanded yet from outpost. I have a Halo Podcasts one, a Halo Communities one, a Halo Machinima one, Halo Competition, which is like Europa Halo, Griff Ball, Halo Runs, that kind of stuff. Halo Content Creators, Halo Fan Games, Halo Fan Mods, and then I have a separate section for Pokemon Go, Among Us, and like personal friend Discords.
I have very few Discords I'm in just for myself. Most of it is for Halopedia in general, and just
same. Or well, just, like, I mean, doing Halo
for the community. Yeah, I do it mostly for the community, because I want them to. I want everyone to have places where they can all be and feel home.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much out there.
There is,
mm-hmm. And
it's crazy.
For those that are in the Podtacular server, and even the Halo United server, I guess we still haven't. Well, should I even talk about the whole like collection effort, or keep that one kind of on the back burner still?
Yeah, we can keep it on the back burner for now. But I've still got a lot to work on before I get my version 2 of that out.
Oh yeah,
we'll discuss that later.
But yeah, okay. There's a hint of something coming. Sorry, we can't talk about it more yet. But But there is something that I've been working with CAA to try to kind of formalize and kind of make a committee mm-hmm. with. So that, and then my over achieving, if it happens, VirtualBot idea, which yes, I've touted for a year. And once I'm done with this Machinima, I'm legitly starting work on that bot.
Yes, I really need to get working on my Discord bot as well. I promised CIA I'd have it done quite a while ago now. So I should probably get on that.
If there's crossover with the plans I have for Virgil, then maybe there's some shared effort we could have there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think we kind of touched on everything I wanted to talk about Halopedia-wise. I think there's a lot of really cool things. If people haven't checked out Halopedia, definitely go over there and check it out. Is there anything that you guys are specifically looking help, like article wise, for the time being, like especially with Infinite coming?
I think Shadows of Reach would be a good call for that, because you know it's okay. just out, and obviously there's a lot of content in there to cover, more so than a usual novel, I'd say, given just
yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything because I don't know, you know, people might not have read it, but there is a sure. lot to cover in there. There's a lot to cover.
We need all the help we can get. And if you have the Walmart edition, then yes, feel free to help out.
I actually bought Walmart edition.
I mean, me and Dab have the like Walmart edition as well, because like I got someone on Reddit Halo to help me.
Nice.
And, like, they're amazing for doing that. I mean,
yeah,
full credit for them.
And you're amazing for gifting that to me for free.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that our team had at least someone else that had the book as well, so that we're not just relying on me adding the content in and so on and so forth. I'd rather have more people having the copy, the edition of it, so that we can ensure that the information is accurate.
Yeah.
I personally like to have as much Halo media as I can. I've even got printouts of old Halo websites that I can just look over at any time.
Printouts?
Yeah, this was back like in about 2010 when I was scared of everything going off the internet at one point, because that was right after... I was after a Xbox.com update, which removed like most of the Halo websites.
Yeah.
They were all scared, so I printed off a bunch of stuff just to keep a record of it.
Why didn't you just save the website to your computer? You can do that.
I was young and stupid. I mean, I could have just screenshotted everything, but no, I had to type out the Halo Wars launch site.
Jeez.
That's
wow.
But
that's crazy.
Good thing you did.
And the good news, however, yeah, it's the best record of it around.
Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding. Cool. Do you guys have any thing that you do outside the wiki, like game nights or other types of events to get the community involved, or
we do the occasional game night. We've been kind of starting them up recently. Earlier this year we started doing game nights with the Sins of the Prophets mod for Stellaris.
Okay.
Where we all basically took on the roles of different factions from within the universe. I was the United Rebel Front, and I don't remember whether I won my war against the UNSC, but I think I did well.
Very cool.
We've tried a lot of stuff as well. I mean, we tried a book club, and that's been on and off. I mean, that was slightly harder to do because it's like there's so much ways you can do a book club, and then you got to rely on everyone keeping up with one another and all that.
Yeah,
just to not spoil it for everyone as well.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we're definitely trying to. I think the game nights is a big one. We're definitely trying to expand it. We've done MTC game. Or we've done game nights on Halo. We've done game nights on like fan mods like Sins of the Prophets, and we've also even done a couple of Among Us game nights. So yeah, that's fun.
That's cool. I am super into Among Us right now.
Yeah, it's great fun.
I personally like to think that Halopedia is more than just a wiki, but a community of people in general.
Yeah.
So meaning that, sure, it's got a wiki there, but the people make the community, or the people make the wiki in general what it is.
Right.
Yeah, they right. do.
The wiki would be nothing without the people there. Even the people that just chat with one another, they make the wiki, although they make the Halopedia brighter and more amazing than what it is already.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. So as we start to wrap up, where can people find anything and everything Halopedia related?
www.halopedia.org.
Yeah.
You can find most things there.
Yeah, and then if you want to chat to us or any of the other members of the Halopedia community, rather, you can go to our Discord, which I'm not going to read the link aloud because that would just, it would be full of garbled numbers, but you can find it on the wiki itself.
Right.
It's linked at the very top of it, or you can find it in our sidebar.
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. Well, is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners before we go? I know, like, CAA, I think you're in our Discord. David, I can't remember if you're in our Discord, so if you see CAA online, feel free to say hi to him after you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I'll hop in the Discord.
Well, you all are awesome. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. And should we reveal that Easter egg then, CAA, or not? What do you think?
I was going to ask about it, but I will leave that up to you if you so choose.
Well, it was CIA's idea, and he was the one who implemented it, so I think it's his choice. What do you say, CIA?
I say let's do it. I say let's review it.
Okay.
All right.
Have you ever thought... A lot of websites do this sort of thing, but have you ever tried inputting the Konami code on Halopedia?
Like on the homepage?
Oh, like on any page.
I'm going to try that now just to see what happens. Didn't Google do something like that as well?
I'm sure
you might get a scare.
Yeah.
Should I turn down my headset?
Yes. Yes.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's nothing too elaborate, by the way. Don't go in expecting, like, you know, you do the Konami code and then suddenly Halo Infinite appears on the screen. No, it doesn't. It's not that. It's just a little fun bit of fun.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I like it.
I do plan to improve on it down the line, but in general, well, that's version 2.0 of it. Version 1.1 was a random web page.
Mm.
Oh, you mean like a visual thing?
It just linked to I think it linked to Yap Yap originally.
Oh yes, it did, didn't it?
That's cool. I mean, that kind of makes sense with what the Easter egg is. I'm not going to spoil it here. People can go try it for themselves if they really want to find it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's a nice little touch. Nothing mm-hmm. too major. So yeah, I like it. It's very nice. Well, thank you both for being on. In addition to the Halopedia stuff, where can people find you individually?
Well, you can find me nearly everywhere.
It's
if
true.
You want to find an easy place, if you want to find an easy place to find me, CIA391, no spaces, on Twitter. That's an easy place to find me.
Yeah, and okay. For me, I'm Dab1001 on Discord and Dab1001_ on Twitter because someone claimed Dab1001 before I could get there.
Don't you just like? Doesn't that just like just make you curdle up with anger inside?
Yes, it does. Especially considering they haven't used it in like years. Like they've got no tweets,
more insult
and they
to
joined
injury.
In 2011. Why can't I just have it?
I can tell you a fun story. A long time ago, Halopedia used to go under Halopedia Wiki on Twitter, but then it turned out that we already had the handle under a very buried account. So we just got that back and then managed to rename the account that was doing well, Halopedia, and then all was history. We got the Halopedia account.
Oh, that's cool. That's always mm-hmm. a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, it was owned by one of the old Halopedia admins from, like, years ago. Like, more than a decade mm-hmm. ago now. And they were happy to transfer
Very
it
nice.
To the new one.
That's awesome. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's incredible how, you know, how many generations of people have worked on Halopedia. Because although...
Yeah.
Me and CIA are relatively recent. CIA became an admin in 2017, wasn't it, CIA?
Yeah, 2017, yeah.
And I got my adminship on Halo Nation in 2016. And you know, both of those wikis had been around since the mid-2000s. You know, you had a whole different, the old guard we call them sometimes, a whole different set of people working on it before that. It's quite incredible.
I heavily respect all of them, like...
Yeah.
I mean, without them, there would be no Halopedia. There would be no community that I find awesome right now.
Aw. Yeah. That's cool.
I think the community would be a totally different place without Halopedia right now, and it's totally weird to think about.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a lot that you guys support, for sure. So thank you both for being on Dab and CAA. Really appreciate you spending time, especially late at night where you guys are. We're doing this on a Saturday evening, my time, late night for them. It's just past midnight,
it's
their time.
Sunday morning for us, yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Right. Couple quick last questions. What's the one thing that both you guys are looking forward to most in Infinite?
The lore. Like, I like
for a little more specific answer than just the lore.
I like all the obscure stuff. Like,
I'm looking forward to
the stuff that very few people will see in Infinite. And I want. I'm excited to see the community that comes from it.
And I think it's always hard for me to say, really, because it's such a big thing, a new Halo game. There's so much to it. It's not just the campaign. It's the multiplayer and the Forge and everything, too. I can't wait to see what people do with Infinite's Forge, because if Halo 5 is anything to go by, it's going to be incredible. As for the campaign itself, I'm really quite excited about Brohammer. I think he's, you know, from what we've seen so far, he looks like a really fun and interesting character. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing.
That's actually one of the more well-received like icons at the top left-hand corner of Halopedia. Like
yes,
every time he pops up, sometimes people comment on it on Twitter, going, "Hey, Brohammer's there, and he looks so happy that I'm here."
Yes,
It's the image of him like when he first wakes Chief up in Discover Hope, where he goes, "Yes." Chief. It's that image.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was the one who put it on there for the meme.
I actually got it. Like, after you guys tweeted it out that you had added it, I got it pretty quickly after that when checking. I think it was.
You just look so happy that you're there, and I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, it's really, really nice. And then last question. We always end our podcast with a catchphrase. Does Halopedia have a catchphrase of any kind?
We should probably make one.
Well, I can tell you what our community is called, or as in what we call our community members.
Yeah,
if you would like to share.
They're all called Halopedians.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the origin of that name. It's existed way before I was on Halopedia completely, and everyone I've talked to doesn't know where it came from. It just spawns out of nothing, and then everyone just kept using it, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It works.
I just find that amazing.
That's really cool.
But yeah, I don't think we have
you've highlighted a critical flaw in our branding.
Well, if you ever do end up with one, we'd be interested to know.
We'll let you know. For now, we're just Halopedia, the Halo encyclopedia.
Very cool. Well, thank you both gents again for being on. For those listening, you're probably hearing this on Thanksgiving Day, or at least we'll be releasing this on Thanksgiving Day for those here in the U.S. So for everyone listening, I hope you're, at least for those in the U.S., I hope you're having a good and safe time with family and friends if you are visiting them. If not, just having a good and safe time celebrating on your own. We will be back next week with a regular recording of the show on Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch. So feel free to come over and check us out then. It'll be episode either 761 or 62. We might have another weekend interview in that meantime. So until then, keep on fragging them trucks.